Here at the Farm Progress Show, I'm speaking with Paul Trella. And Paul, I know you're one of the product marketing managers for New Holland, and we've just had a gorgeous Farm Progress Show so far. How would you describe the traffic and the farmers who have visited your tent?
Oh, I couldn't ask for a more perfect set of conditions with the weather, and the people have just been really engaging, which makes the show really interesting. Lots of interest in some of the new products that we're rolling out this year. Some of them were being unveiled here at Farm Progress, like our new Rustler line of utility vehicles.
Well, let's talk about that just for a minute, because we've had one on display here at the media tent and had an opportunity to get a up close and personal look. But what are some of the features and maybe options that somebody would find if they want to look at having a blue utility vehicle?
Well, it certainly gives the first place. A lot of people ask, finally, it's about time. And we're saying exactly, because we know that the customer base, the segmentation for small tractors, also feature and use this vehicle. We're offering kind of a mixture of models from an entry-level, small frame machine, as I like to call it. 14 horsepower, gives you an 800-pound box capacity, 900-pound towing capacity, gasoline engines, up to kind of the top of the line, which is really a four-passenger machine, which, again, we're seeing trends evolving in the marketplace, available with gas or diesel engines. And then, of course, the customization potential for these machines is just phenomenal, whether it's addition of cabs or soft side enclosures or windshields or lights or winches or even up to attachments like a front blade or a small cart or things like that. We give you the opportunity to really customize and select the type of machine that fits your application and the best.
So do you think we would be seeing certain basic packages out, say, on a dealer lot, but then with the ability to custom order if they want to?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, a number of the medical staff here has stopped by to look at our machines, mainly for the effect of asking if it can be customized because of carrying the med beds and stretchers and things. They're looking for larger boxes. And that's something that we're keen to emphasize with our dealer network. Certainly we'll have the standard-based machines, that fit most of the population. But we like to think if you can dream it, we can build it.
Well, when you look at the other items that you have out on the lot here, what is just some of the focus in terms of some of the new products besides the Rustler that you mentioned?
Probably the biggest one that again, kind of ties into the Rustler is the showing of the new Boomer 8N tractor. It's kind of a retro tractor in terms of its look and style, drawing back to our heritage in the old Ford 8N tractor that was sold in 48 to 52. But it has the new improvements in terms of a new CVT transmission. When you look at tractors and the evolution coming, constantly variable transmissions or CVTs are kind of a wave of what we see coming in almost all products. This is the first class in this smaller tractor that actually features this type of transmission. Kind of carrying on up from there, we're also featuring some specialty items, I'll call them. One is a poultry special, as we call it, which is really a very low-profile cab on a very high-horsepower tractor. With the changing American diet, poultry has become quite a big business in certain parts of the world and certain parts of the country, obviously. And again, based on requests from customers, we've developed kind of a special application. And then kind of carrying all the way up to the larger T7000 series, really the kind of the entry level into that row crop range, we're also featuring, a CVT transmission. So those are kind of the key points I'm seeing and talking to people about.
Well, and I had a nice conversation yesterday with another one of your managers here about the new line of hay and equipment. So we know that's also a lot of new products there, and we won't go into detail with those here. If we look ahead, how do you feel about the future? As as we look out, I know we're coming up to hopefully a harvest season here pretty soon, depending on what Mother Nature brings us. But anything in terms of where the company's going direction-wise, things we might be looking forward to in the future?
We certainly kind of, I could classify it as having a challenging year in 2009. Some of the smaller consumer segments of the industry have been impacted, as has, other industries like automotive and light trucks. The agricultural segment, though, seems to have maintained itself in terms of stability. things happening. The uncertainty on some of the weather conditions, certainly in some parts of the country, are things that people worry about. Crop prices, we've seen our livestock customers take a little bit of a hit here in the past year and a half on some milk prices. But overall, I think there's optimism that, you know, as we have in the past, we pull up our bootstraps and kind of keep plugging along.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about some of the new things that New Holland is doing and has on display here at Farm Progress, and I'm sure will be at other shows through the rest of the season. From Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.